Hello and welcome. This fight is called the Smart Bet, and it will give you a trigger that allows you to become dumber and dumber every time you lose a game. Now you can either use this to play something like strip poker, except that instead of losing their clothes, the players lose their intelligence, or you can use it on your own. This fight is very flexible. If you play with other people, you can agree upon what losing means. Or if you play alone, say you're playing a computer game, you can just declare how losing is defined for this game, and your subconscious mind will know what you want and when you will become dumber. This trigger will either be active till you sleep the next time, or if you play with other people, until the winner releases you, whatever comes first. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin, maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in, receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand, and you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you, and you look at it, feel it, pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening? Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension, as it erases the number in the sand.
And as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand. And you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing. Silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself. And in yourself, all there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish. As you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful, And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone. Alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, and focused only on my voice, sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to give you a new trigger, because after you listen to this file, you can bet your intelligence in any game you're playing. All you have to do is just declaring that you want to bet your smarts, and you will find that every time you lose, you become a little bit dumber, either for the rest of the day, or until the person, if you're playing with another person, releases you, or if the safety kicks in, because I want you to be safe and to enjoy this experience. And so, if at any time, while you're under the effect of this file, anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation or your safety, you will find that you instantly and automatically revert back to your normal intelligence, even if you're in the middle of a game. That's right.
Your subconscious mind will always keep you safe, and if anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose any risk to you, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal intelligence so that you can deal with the situation at hand, and so you will always be safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy for your subconscious mind to accept all the suggestions in this file and for you to experience it, knowing you can experience becoming dumber with every game you lose while being completely safe. That's right. And now it's time. Time to give you this trigger. And all you have to do from now on is just declaring, "I bet my smarts," before you begin any game. And from that point on, every game you lose, every single time you lose, you will become a little bit dumber. That's right. And you will stay that dumb either until the day is over, or if you play with other people using this file too, and you're playing something like strip poker, but instead of losing clothes, you're losing your intelligence, until the person who has won the game, who has won overall, releases anyone who might have lost and might become dumber. That's right. And if you're playing a video game or something else, or the other people don't know that you're using this file, you will stay that dumb till the next time you sleep. And the same will be true if the person who won the game doesn't want to release you. So the next morning you will be back to your normal self, and you know you will always be safe. Now it's up to you what losing a game means. If you are playing a video game, maybe you lose every time you die, or maybe you lose every time you lose a round or a level and have to restart it. If you are playing with other people, and maybe you play poker, maybe losing a hand is defined as losing. Or maybe if you're playing best of three, losing a set is defined as losing. All you have to do is just agree upon it. Or if you play alone, just say it out loud, what you define as losing, and your subconscious mind will know when you have lost. And every time you lose, you will become a little bit dumber. Now the first time you lose, you might not even notice that much. You just become a little bit dumber. Thinking will become a little bit harder, maybe taking a little bit more time. And if you try to remember something or try to solve a problem, you will find that it will take just a little bit longer. Just a little bit. And yet it will be there. You will be a little bit dumber. And of course, playing will become a little bit harder because you are a little bit dumber, and focusing becomes a little bit harder. That's right. And then every time you lose again, those effects will grow twice as strong and will take much longer after the second time to come up with things, to remember things, to think about things. It will all take longer and longer with every time you lose. That's right. Focusing will become harder and harder. Thinking about stuff will become harder and harder. And after you lost just a few times, you will find that thinking will be really hard. It's incredibly hard to focus on anything and to stay focused on anything, because you will find that you're getting easily distracted by any thought, but whatever you are trying to think about, whatever you are trying to focus on, all those other thoughts just pushing into your mind, distracting you, making it incredibly hard to focus. And after you lost a few times, it will almost be impossible to focus, because you know you are getting dumber every time you lose. Every time you lose, it's getting harder and harder to focus, harder and harder to remember things, until it's almost becoming impossible. That's right. You will be so easily distracted by every thought, by anything around you. And the more you lose, the more pronounced these effects will become. The dumber you will be, the harder it will be to think about anything. And even simple things will become incredibly hard. It will be incredibly hard to focus, and even harder to stay focused on anything, because you find you're so easily distracted. And every time you lose, all those effects will become twice as strong, twice as intense, making you dumber and dumber with every time you lose. That's right. And you will feel it. You will feel it when you lose. You will feel your mind feeling dull and heavy as your thoughts just melt away, as your intelligence just melts away, as you become dumber. Every time you lose, you will feel it. You will feel your mind slowing down, your thoughts slowing down. You will feel it getting harder and harder to focus, to concentrate, while you're so easily distracted. That's right. You will feel the slowing down of your brain right a second when you know that you have lost, that you have failed, that you lost a little bit of your intelligence, even though it's just for the rest of the day, or until the person that won the game releases you. But you will feel it. You will feel your mind slowing down, getting heavier, you getting dumber. Thinking is getting harder and harder. That's right. You will feel this wave of dull slowness and heaviness spreading through your mind right the second you are losing. You will feel it flowing through your mind, and you will know how it slows down your mind, how it makes you dumber, how it makes thinking so much harder, focusing so much harder, remember anything so much harder, while at the same time it's getting easier and easier to be distracted by anything around you, by anyone. It's so hard to focus when you're dumb, isn't it? And that's exactly what you are going to feel, stronger and stronger every time you lose. That's right. Because you betted your intelligence. You betted your smarts. And when you lose, you become dumber. Even though it's just for a little while, you will feel it. You will know it. Your mind will slow down every time you lose. Slowing down. Losing yourself in all those distracting thoughts, in all those distracting things around you, making thinking more and more impossible the more you lose. That's right. And now that this trigger is deeply embedded in your mind, and now that you know it will happen to you every time you declare that you bet your smarts and play a game and lose, now it's almost time to wake you back up again. Now before I wake you back up again, feel this trigger sinking deeper into your mind, deeply controlling you, so deeply embedded in your mind. So deeply controlling you. That's right. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 10 right now. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file.
If you enjoy my work and like to support me making more, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.